More than 30,000 Alaska residents were called for jury duty last year. Were you one of them? The state court system relies on a steady stream of jurors to fairly try cases across the state. A jury management committee, including judges and court administrators, is currently examining ways to improve the overall jury selection process and to contain rising costs. Superior Court Judge Michael McDonald is the presiding judge for the 4th Judicial District in Fairbanks. Judge McDonald says our legal duty as jurors is important. He says even people who want to get out of jury duty often change their minds.
I think almost without exception, you see that people have a very good experience about being on the jury, and we have surveys that we send out and get comments from people, and the comments are just remarkable in how satisfying it was and how appreciative they were of the whole process and how they enjoyed it.
Is the court system doing anything to improve and streamline the process? It can take a lot of time for people to just be dismissed from jury duty.
Well, the court system has changed the qualification process. We just went to an online qualification system where you can go to the court system's website and fill out your questionnaire, and that saves a lot of time on the getting your postcards back and getting your questionnaire filled out. And then once we get folks into the courtroom, we're working on a system where we can, through push notifications to your cell phone and email communications, really shorten down the communication time and avoid any unnecessary trip.
What would you say to people who think they don't have time or they don't want to make time or their work is too important to step away from for jury duty? What would you say to them?
Well, I often get letters from jurors looking to be excused, and I will call them and speak with them. And to a person, they all want to be jurors, and they all appreciate the value of being a juror. And what I usually say to them is, what if you or a loved one had a dispute in front of the court? Wouldn't you want jurors like you on the panel?
How are people tapped in the first place? I've lived in Alaska for more than 15 years, and I haven't been called for jury duty. Why do you think that is?
Right. Yeah. Well, you see that, and some folks are rarely called, and I know specifically of other jurors, and it seems like they get called, 3 times in the last 10 years, and it's just a matter of the random draw. In Alaska, we use the permanent fund dividend list as our juror list. So if you apply for an Alaska PFD, you are on the jury list. But then the random selection process works, and some people just seem to get their number called more than others.
Judge McDonald, what is unique about jury service in Alaska?
Well, what I see to be the most unique aspect of it is how different it is from region to region. And I think that, we that live here in Fairbanks, or if you're in the Valley or Anchorage, we do our thing, and we drive to court, we show up in the morning, and we're back to work by noontime. But if you're in Bethel, or if you're in the Southeast, and you're up in Nome, the jury pool is so small, and some of these sites have to do all the cases for the whole region. So if you're in jury duty in Bethel, you can find yourself on jury duty every other year, and you sit for a whole month and you do 2 or 3 trials. And it's just heroic, and it's just admirable to see the kind of work that jurors do in the Southeast and in Bethel and up in Nome, Kotzebue area. And I think that's really special and unique. And And even from the state court system's perspective, where we fly jurors in from small communities in Bethel to make sure there's representation from these small villages on the jury pool, when we confer with jury commissioners from other states, they're just amazed at the idea of us flying jurors in from small communities to create that diverse pool. And I think we can be sort of proud of the commitment of the jurors and the court system to make these juries happen in these remote areas, despite, you know, pretty significant costs.
Michael McDonald is the presiding judge for the 4th Judicial District in Fairbanks.